From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. All 100 U.S. senators have been invited to the White House Wednesday for a classified briefing that will primarily concern North Korea. The briefing will be conducted by Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joe Dunford. While lawmakers often receive classified briefings on Capitol Hill, it is rare for them to take place at the White House and for the entire Senate to be involved at the one event. During a White House lunch with ambassadors of United Nations Security Council member states Monday, the U.S. president called unacceptable the status quo in North Korea. Mr. Trump said the Security Council must be prepared to impose additional and stronger sanctions on North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missiles program. Meanwhile, Special Representative for North Korea Policy Ambassador Joseph Yun says China is also key to all this.
We really do not believe that North Korea is ready to engage us towards denuclearization. We made clear among ourselves that denuclearization remains the goal, and we very much want North Korea to take steps towards that.
U.S. President Trump remains committed to building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, but he told a group of reporters Monday he's willing to wait until later this year for Congress to consider funding the project, rather than insisting it be included in negotiations to avoid a government shutdown this week. The current spending plan for U.S. government operations runs out at midnight Friday, leaving Mr. Trump and congressional negotiators just days to reach an accord on funding priorities. This is the VOA News. Turkey said it carried out airstrikes early Tuesday against Kurdish rebels in northern Iraq and northeastern Syria. It says the strikes were aimed at preventing rebels' weapons, ammunition, and explosives from crossing over the border into Turkey. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the conflict in Syria, said Tuesday's airstrikes killed at least 18 U.S.-backed People's Protection Units, or YPG, fighters and media officials. Anti-government activists in Venezuela blocked thoroughfares in the capital and several other cities Monday, continuing a fourth week of street demonstrations to the President Maduro for new national elections. The opposition blames the government for the unraveling of Venezuela's once booming economy, which has left the country with shortages of food, medicine, and other basic goods. At least two people were killed at protests in other parts of the country Monday, bringing the nationwide death toll to at least 23 since early April, with hundreds more injured. Human rights groups have said more than 1,000 people were detained during recent disturbances and over 700 remain in detention. While in Berlin, by invitation of German Chancellor Angela Merkel, First Lady and Presidential Advisor Ivanka Trump spoke during an inspiring women's Scaling Up Women's Entrepreneurship Forum. Ivanka, when addressing questions about a father's public treatment of women, received some heckling, but continued with her response.
I think in my personal experience, and you were asking me about my role as daughter and also advisor, as a daughter, I can speak on a very personal level, knowing that he encouraged me and enabled me to thrive. I grew up in a house where there was no barriers to what I could accomplish beyond my own perseverance and my own tenacity. And I don't take that lightly as a parent now myself. That's not an easy thing to do, and he did that, and he provided that for us. There was no difference for me and my brothers. And I think as a business leader, you saw that, and as a president, you will absolutely see that.
The U.S. State Department Monday removed the post from one of its websites describing President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate as receiving sharp criticism that the post appeared to promote the president's private business interest. Content was part of a website named Share America and was published on April 4th. Former U.S. President Barack Obama returned to public life Monday, urging young people in his adopted hometown of Chicago to be activists in their communities, much like he was before running for political office. On a sunny spring morning at the University of Chicago campus, he told an audience that as a community organizer 3 decades ago, he learned that ordinary people, when working together, do extraordinary things.
That's the latest world news from VOA.